Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman.
D'une course aux armements dans l'espace.
This question of the placement of weapons in outer space is particularly relevant in view of the fact that our work is endeavouring to find complementarities between long-standing disarmament topics and an approach based on responsible behaviour in space. My delegation considers that the degree of complementarity and linkage between these two approaches will enable us to reach the consensus-based conclusions that we are all hoping to achieve at the end of this group's work. With this in mind, balance is key. With a need to reconcile the two approaches, this is important given how it is going to dictate the success or otherwise of our group's work. Chair, allow me to recall some points of principle with regard to the questions under discussion. The debate around prevention of an arms race in outer space is one which echoes paragraph 80 of the 10th Extraordinary General Assembly session dedicated to disarmament, to the effect that new measures need to be taken with the launching of the appropriate international negotiations in line with the spirit of the Treaty on the Exploration of Outer Space. With this in mind, my country wishes to express once again its support for efforts to strengthen the legal regime pertaining to outer space as we endeavour collectively to build a shared future for humanity. My country considers that the Conference on Disarmament, the only multilateral negotiating body in the disarmament field, has a first-ranking role to play here and should begin negotiations without further delay on the topics under its agenda relating to the prevention of an arms race in outer space. My country stands committed to contributing to efforts to prevent an arms race in outer space and to participate in the work of the General Assembly group of governmental experts tasked with preparing new effective measures to prevent an arms race in outer space. Algeria attaches particular relevance and importance to preventing such an arms race, and this is reflected in our position in favour of General Assembly resolutions, in this case on the prevention of arms race in outer space, as well as the no first placement of weapons in outer space and new specific measures to prevent an arms race in outer space, as well as transparency and competence building measures concerning space matters, as well as the resolution on the reduction of space threats through norms, rules and standards for responsible behaviour. My country is convinced of the relevance of transparency and confidence building measures, as well as a code of conduct to bolster mutual trust between states. However, a voluntary code of this type will not on its own be able to fill the existing legal lacunae, which do not enable the full prevention of an arms race in outer space. That would require a legally binding treaty on the prevention of an arms race in outer space. Mr. Chairman, we are all in agreement as to the wealth and diversity of initiatives that have been put forward when it comes to prevention of an arms race in outer space, as well as on responsible space behaviours. For our group, it would be relevant now to look at areas of convergence and explore further possible areas of complementarity between the proposals in order to come up with a common framework to address the pressing need for proper governance and management of this issue as we endeavour to address potentially existential threats whilst bearing in mind the full range of positions that have been expressed by Member States. I thank you.